Time to see what's happening in Sauk Prairie. Raul Abresh is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMar's Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts.
Well, welcome everybody to the last, I can't even believe it, the last show of 2017 for Mornings at McFarland's. I just feel like I have aged 100 years this year. Let me tell you, this has been such a busy December with not only our regular Wednesday broadcast, but also having shows on every Saturday. Up until this last Saturday, we had a show with different Christmas themes throughout the whole month. So it just feels like, you know, I feel like I actually worked for a living this past month. And to celebrate the end of this year, I brought a very special guest on to wrap up the year with. Mr. Zach Dahl is here this morning with me. Thanks, Zach, for coming on.
Thanks
down.
For having me.
Well, you know, it's just nice to have people be willing to get up in the morning and come down and talk with crazy me, you know, because this is, you never know what's going to come out of Raul's mouth.
Anytime,
let's just say that. So, you know, and I was thinking, in honor of you being here, Zach, I actually came up, because I know you just recently got married, right?
Not too long ago.
Okay, so that means that family planning might be down the road. So I have a little nursery rhyme for you that you will recognize the meter of this, but this is one that you can use. I freely give it to you here on the air.
Sure.
Okay? Here it goes. It goes, Zachary Dockery Doll, the mouse crawled up the wall. The clock struck one, and the mouse said, bum, Zachary Dockery Doll. So I was trying to think, you know, bum. I thought maybe the clock could strike the mouse, but that seems too violent.
That
you
does
know?
Seem a little violent.
You can't, that's like Looney Tunes cartoons. You just can't do that anymore.
That was pretty good, though.
Kind of yum. He could say yum, you know, because maybe the clock is striking one, like, crumb of cheese, and it's yum, but I digress. Sorry. Zach, I've known you for, gosh, what, like 5 years now or something?
Four or five years.
Yeah, gosh, wow. You know, I remember when you first came into the community and you were all gung-ho. You still are, but, you know, you were gung-ho about just splashing into Sauk Prairie.
Sure.
And actually, that was, you had started, or like a spinoff of your dad's organization.
Right.
Dell Financial Group.
Yeah.
Yep. So, and this was sort of an expansion for them.
Right, kind of like a satellite office.
Yeah, almost. Yeah. So, and your dad has an office in the, is he down Verona way?
In McFarland.
In
right
McFarland,
now.
Okay.
Yep, we were stationed in Middleton for a long time.
Okay.
And then with some recent changes up here, with some buyouts and mergers, we have an office now in McFarland.
Okay. So. Okay. So, and then you, because initially you were out at Sauk Prairie Community Bank.
Correct.
And then that has now become Monona Bank.
Okay. Yep.
So, man, that just, the financial world just changes.
It is. A lot of mergers and acquisitions, though, with a lot of different industries right now is kind of what, you know, I would say overall we're seeing, you know, not just in the banking or financial world, but,
sure,
you know, a lot of industries, you know, you pick the industry, tractors or whatever it may
be.
Yeah.
I mean, Disney.
A lot of that.
Gosh, Disney,
yep.
Disney just bought Fox.
Right.
So now I know the Marvel people that I hang out, Nerdsville, you know, everyone's excited because Spider-Man and the Avengers will both be boned by the same, you know.
Right.
Or
is, overall, is that a good or bad thing?
I guess it's a good thing. I don't know. You know, X-Men now, you know, they're all just talking about, oh, now they're going to really have something. And I was just like, I don't know. At the end of the day, it's all got to make money, right?
Right.
I mean, that's kind of the fundamental principle that all of it works by.
Have you seen the new Star Wars?
I have not. It's been on Netflix for like, I don't know, months. I finally saw Rogue One.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Good.
Just finally.
So, okay.
Yeah.
You're
so
in the game.
I'm a little little bit behind the eight ball, but I still want to go back and watch 1 through 6.
Right.
You know,
I got to get a foundation and a base.
Yeah, you know, just make sure all that stuff is refreshed,
right,
you know. But anywho, Zach, I wanted you on the show for a couple reasons. One is, I know the financial market is something you always have to be kind of careful about talking about because people get real nervous,
right,
when you talk about their money. But I guess, you know, looking back at 2017, are there things like the mergers and acquisitions,
sure,
that you've noticed working in the field that are kind of stand out to you, or maybe you know, indicate that, you know, this is kind of what's been going on in the economy too? So
right.
You know, because it strikes me that there's a lot of just sort of people trying to gather assets and make sure that they don't get too greedy. And
right,
as a friend of mine said years ago, the market is really controlled by two things: greed and fear. And it's like, wow, that seems nice, doesn't it?
Right.
What a happy playground. Anything you see that's been going on over the past year?
Well, I think it's been a positive,
okay,
you know, year overall for not even the markets, but just the economy kind of all together. I think, you know, without getting too specific, kind of like you were talking about, one of the big events we had last November was the change of an administration.
Yeah.
You know, so that has a lot of impact usually on the market and how the administration, new or old, you know, what their new principles are,
sure.
What is their foundations, what are they wanting their values to be on the economy, and how is that going to affect the economy?
Sure.
But I think overall, you know, outside of the administration, I think that unemployment is pretty low. And so I think a lot of people are back to work, and that's a good thing. You know, I would say we're in a pretty strong economy. And,
you know, it's interesting to me that I'd have to go back and look historically. I don't remember the last time a true businessman was in the presidency. That strikes me as a really
like
fundamental change. Yeah, I mean, it's been, you know, politicians, it's been lawyers, it's been military people.
Right.
I mean, people that obviously are well connected in many, many ways. But a true businessman, you know, somebody that was used to, you know, looking at bottom lines and figuring out how to keep profitable, and somebody that understands the risk taking that's involved in business running. So, you know, I mean, like him or you know, like him or hate him, I mean, Trump does bring a different kind of character to the office just by basis of his background.
Yep, and like you said, like him or leave him, it's just a different character.
Yeah.
And I think based on the administration's core values, you see economies do better or worse, you know.
Right.
And I think we're seeing some nice things, at least in the economy side, you know, politics aside. So
yeah, which you would hope that there would be some overall desire to see the betterment of people's lives.
Right.
And that really hopefully would be, well, we were talking about that before, you know, when you're the difference between a government position and a private position, when you're going out and asking for funding, that what were you saying, the private person, it's the private business, you're asking them to spend their money,
right?
But the government position, how did you word that before the government?
Yeah, basically, I mean, it's just a different way to look at things. You know, where's the money coming from, and how's it going to be spent? And I'm on a few different organizations where we have both, and it's just making sure at the end of the day that you're using that money to the best of your ability. You know,
sure.
And I would say that's a very important thing, and that's something we watch out for in some of the organizations I'm a part of.
Sure,
but yeah, it's been a very strong year. I mean, I don't know if you know listening, but Raul, among a lot of things that I see him in the community do, he also works at a place called McFarland's in Sauk City.
Oh, yeah.
And so let me ask you.
I know about that place. Sure.
How's business been here at McFarland's?
You know, it's
compared to previous years.
I think in general, you know, we've been making a lot of, you know, challenges. We've been meeting a lot of challenges. I mean, there's no question about it. You know, moving into this facility and going from, you know, 27,000 square feet or whatnot that we had in the old facility combined to 209,000 square feet. You know, the stuff that I don't know that, you know, most people would think about, just the heating and air conditioning bill for that big of a size change, and the, you know, the personnel costs to be able to staff a place as big as this all the time. There have been some significant challenges, you know, but, you know, thankfully we live in a community that's very supportive of this business. You know, we're just finishing up celebrating our 100th year of business.
Wow.
You know, and it feels really beneficial to me. I'm really proud of the fact that, you know, the owners of McFarland's are good people. They're trying to do what's best for the community. They're trying to do what's best for their employees. You know, and they very, very well understand that at the end of the day, you've got to show black at the, you know, the bottom line. And so sometimes decisions are really painful, you know, that if you have to, you know, do something to cut some costs someplace that, you know, was somebody's pet project or somebody, you know, they've been doing that for years and years and years, and you have to make those cuts and those decisions that, you know, aren't, you know, they're not perfect decisions, but you're trying to make the best ones you can. And I see that process happening on a daily basis, and it's rewarding and it's frustrating. But I think again, you know, when you look at the quality of the people, at least you can trust that they're doing the best they can. We're really trying to serve the community as best we possibly can with the right selection of goods and services.
Right.
When you have somebody like a Tom McFarlane or a Dick McFarlane around that, you know, will just go out of their way to help a customer and help somebody, you know, out of a tight situation, employees and, you know, customers alone, it just feels like, yeah, I'm at the right place. This is the best of what our country can
right.
do.
I think I would iterate a lot of the stuff that Raul just said. Whenever I come in shopping here with my family, you know, we really feel a sense of family. And I think, you know, going back to our economy discussion, you know, the economy has been positive, but I also think the family side of things and you know, in a world where you can spend money online and out of town,
yeah.
you know, if you're listening, yeah. I would say come on down to McFarland's, you know, not to do a plug, but it really is a nice place here. When you walk in, they help you. And I know a gentleman, his name is Mark Krieger. And every time I come in, we, you know, talk about his family and things like
sure.
that. So it's
sure.
to get back to the larger conversation, it is a nice place in our micro economy to, mm-hmm. to just come and feel that sense of pride and family.
That's a great segue to, we'll take a quick break here to hear a word from our sponsors. But the other reason for having you on the show, Zach, was to talk about a group that I know you're familiar with in many, many ways. And it's all about connections, which
right.
you know, we're talking about these family connections here at McFarland's. We're going to talk more about some Sauk Prairie Young Connections, which is an organization you've worked with. As soon as we come back from this break, folks, don't go anywhere here on 99.7 Max FM. We'll be right back.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
We're back here at Mornings at McFarland's. Thanks, folks, for staying with us. And thank you to our sponsors for their support of this program. So every week we can bring you folks from around the community. This is our last show of 2017. Sure to go down in the annals of radio broadcasting history as being a fundamentally fun year. And, you know, it was so exciting this year. I don't know if I told you. My guest this morning is Zach Dahl with Dahl Financial Group. And Zach is also a leader, I will say, very much a leader of the young professionals community in the area. He sure works hard at it, I'll give him that. But, you know, this year, one of the things we got to do was a whole historical perspective because of the 100th anniversary. So we had a whole series of the Century of Change, which is available on WRPQ.com if anyone wants to go back and listen to it. But it was so fun to look at, like, 25-year segments of all that has happened in the past 100 years. So, you know, here we are talking about 2017 and all that's happened in that year. I'll tell you, it was really eye-opening to go back and look at what's happened in this area. So we look nationally and then county and then locally, the kinds of changes that happened in the past 100 years, and it's just phenomenal. It literally just about takes your breath away as you think about, oh my Lord, all that we have done in 100 years. So it makes you wonder, what's the next 100 years going to look like? So, Zach, you work with a group, the Sauk Prairie Young Connection, right?
Yep.
Which had been Young Professionals, but then kind of changed that to really focus.
We rebranded the name to Young Connection.
Right. Right. And what was the reason for that? It was mostly to focus on not trying to be exclusive and exactly. say that it was professionals, but just young folks involved. So,
and kind of what you were just saying, we're, you know, with the last 100 years, I would say going forward here, we're seeing a lot more emphasis now on trades and, you know, getting an education for maybe a couple of years as a diesel mechanic and then having a job. Mm-hmm. You know, so we wanted to... we didn't want to just be an exclusive group, like you were saying.
Sure.
There's a lot of great people around here, especially in Sauk County, you know, that work in a lot of the trade industries.
Sure.
We wanted to not just be a group in the back, you know, with the dim lights and how you may think of it like that. We wanted to really include, you know, guys that are working down at the co-op or guys that are working, you know, fixing tractors at McFarland's or, you know, flipping tires at George's place. So, that's been a really nice kind of a change because we've seen a lot different kind of population coming in, populations that maybe don't, you know, get out and do these types of events. So we had quite a few events. I'll kind of give you a quick history on the group and this year, and we saw a lot of attendance increase, which is really nice.
Okay.
We did some things like trivia here in town, which
that would look like a fun event.
Yeah, it's a nice event when it's cold out. You know, we did that, and the chamber does bowling, so that was kind of a nice event. And we did a kind of a countywide effort at Devil's Lake State Park.
Okay,
it's a beautiful area up there.
Yeah, Reedsburg and Baraboo, mm-hmm. all the different groups were kind of behind that to try to get the numbers way up
exactly.
and really expose people to a countywide network of
people. A lot of great people in every town. In Sauk County, and we wanted to get them together and just say, oh, you know, I have a client or I have a friend that's actually lives in that town, and they're looking for someone who, you know, is a plumber or looking for someone to put up a new roof or, yeah, their dishwasher just broke. Do you do small appliances? And so we're trying to kind of start to bridge that gap between intercities, and Devil's Lake was a great area to do it for everyone.
Sure.
So that was a really nice event. Middle of the summer, you know, we really
can't go wrong.
Really enjoyed that one.
Yeah, unless it rains torrentially, then it's not a good
exactly. Yeah, so, but we did have a roof, so that was kind of nice. But yeah, the group is really evolved, and I would say going forward, it's evolving even more. We were just talking before we got on the air about kind of the technology and how that's a driving force now.
Sure.
And we're going to start to highlight this year young professionals in the area that are doing a great job at their business.
Sure.
And it's a easy way for our group and the chamber to say, hey, look, you know, this person at this business has been doing great. And I know that the inner offices really appreciate that. Their clients really appreciate that, whoever they are, to see those names and faces out there. So that's kind of something that we're rolling out this year, is to just highlight people on social media.
Yeah. So hard to get people to come to events these days. Everyone is so busy, and the amount, it seems to me like the amount of advertising that you have to do just to make people aware that something is going on, and then to get them to commit that I'm going to go there. You know, we used to talk about how you have to advertise things weeks and months in advance, and now I just, you know, I work in marketing. That's another part of my job. I'm just not convinced that it matters a whole heck of a lot unless you're Star Wars, you know, and you want to make sure people know the opening weekend date. But even then, it's like, I think so many people are deciding, like, today what they're going to do today or deciding, you know, on Thursday what they're going to do on the weekend.
Right.
So as long as the information is out there before Thursday, you know, you're not going to be that much better off. You might get two more people.
And that's one of the challenges we do have, just like any other, you know, organization, is getting people to come. So about this time last year, we sat down the committee and said, we need to provide value in these engagements.
Yeah.
Whatever that may look like and whatever that may be, the big word is value. And so, for example, like the one I just talked about at Devil's Lake, one of our many events this year, the value was meeting people from other towns.
Right.
And a lot of the chambers pushed that to kind of advertise that. But I understand where you're coming from with the advertising thing. It's just a lot of options. It's easy to see social media. It's easy to post and things like that.
Well, so to stand out in that maelstrom of data is just, you know, we used to talk about marketing as being get something in front of people 3 to 4 times. You know, now it's like got to be plus 20 to get it, just to stand out. You know, they have the whole concept of TOMA, you know, the top of mind awareness. How do you achieve TOMA with people? in the area that you want to have TOMA.
Right.
And that's just, you can throw all kinds of money at that and still, so.
And that conversation kind of evolved into what we're doing this next year is just highlighting people on social media. You know, that's a really nice way to say to a business or to that person, you're doing a great job.
Well,
you know, and that provides a lot of value at a very low cost.
I thought it was interesting. I went to the Sauk Prairie Young Connection website as part of the saukprairie.com, the Chamber's website, and the one of the quotes in there that I thought was really telling of the organization was to recruit, engage, develop, and retain young talent, which I thought, boy, that pretty much states real quickly, you know, the sort of thing you're talking about, developing value.
Right.
That's how you do recruit. That's how you do engage. Now, you're a millennial, right? Are you qualified as a millennial?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I'm a real millennial. You've been wondering, who are these millennials anyway? Where are they? But these millennials, who are they? Where are they from? So, there's a millennial right in front of me here, folks. When people are talking about the millennials, you know, and the placemaking effort that's going on at Sauk County level right now, one of the major things that was targeted in there was the Millennial Task Force to try to come at things that were going to attract people that are in your generation and even younger, honestly, because I think the millennials are starting to get to the end of their spectrum, aren't they?
And starting that shift.
It's going to get to the next generation, which will be like, okay, what do these guys, which should probably be my son and you know his generation, but what do you when you think about it? Do millennials really value? Are their values that much different than you think? I mean, I'm a baby boomer. I'm on the tail end of baby boomers, and I think I have very little in common with some of the older baby boomers. But I'm still a baby boomer,
young at heart.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's just I don't know that. You know, when we talk about the values of them, aren't they really just human values?
I would say so. I get into a lot of these talks with a lot of individuals about millennials, and I think one of the things that I always want to bring up is our values and kind of what we want is the same for generations past. We want, you know, we want a solid job, and we want, most people want, you know, a family of some sort and a support group. And I think those things are really the same, but how do you get to them is a lot different. Mm-hmm. You know, we grew up in a generation of handheld technology and computers where everything is in front of you all the time, where the generations past didn't have that. And I would say, too, you know, not to get too far into it, but there's definitely an increase in wealth. If you start at... and I won't go too far into this, but if you start back in the Great Depression until 2017-18, the wealth has increased by a tremendous amount, and we're seeing the effects of that, and the next generations are going to see the effects of that. And I think one thing that's really important is to really keep in front of people the value of a dollar. What does that dollar really mean? Because back in the 30s, that dollar meant something that it different than it means now. And so I think just keeping in front of people the value of what that really means is really important. But I would say overall, you know, as far as you can go back, a lot of people want the same things. It's just different ways to get there. I mean, if you look at, you know, the telephone or, you know, before that you wrote letters, you know, the communication standard now. Kind of a funny story is I didn't do the best job of getting out when I got engaged to get married. I didn't do the best job of getting it out on Facebook. And I didn't really think about
what
it.
What were you thinking, man? What were you thinking? You need to get some information out to people.
And
you know?
So people were, you know, they weren't the happiest. But I sat down with a friend one time. We were having a dinner, and we were talking about this conversation. And I said, he said to me, he said, you know, that's just kind of the way people communicate now. Is if you have a big event, you kind of want to get it out just like you would send a letter back in the late 1800s, or you would pick someone up on the party line and say, oh, you know, house 445. You know, today's new way of communication is Facebook or some social media where people can get that out. They don't have to pay to get that message out. And you know, it's just a different way to communicate.
You know, when you think about that, that's the blessing and the curse of our modern era, because it is so much easier to get information out
but it is also so much harder to correct misinformation than it used to be. You know, if you sent one letter with a wrong date on it to Aunt Mildred, you know, you could correct that fairly easily. But if you Facebook post the wrong date for an event, you know, it takes, you know, forever to, you still have people coming in going, I thought it was today. Right. Oh, no, it was, you know, yesterday. We're sorry you missed it.
And it's a very shifting and evolving world, much more than it used to be.
Yeah.
For example, a small example is we went to Star Wars last week, me and my two brothers, and the plan was to meet at the theater at 6:30 and then go to the movie. And we were going to have a drink at Point Cinema. They have a new bar there, and so we were going to have a drink before we went in. And they didn't show up till about 6:45, and I was sitting there, and I left my phone back at home, and I thought, well, I'll just go down. I don't really need to call anyone. You know, my wife's at home. The girls are doing fine. And they walked in, and they said, where were you? They said, we texted you that we were at a different place. And I looked at my younger brother, and I said, well, why didn't we just meet there like we talked about earlier in the day? And that's, again, another... That's my younger brothers in their 20s. And, again, that's a different shift again. Yeah. No, well, things change, they said. I said, well, you know, if I would have said that to an older person, they would have said, well, this is what we talked about.
Right.
Why didn't you meet there at 6:30? So I think that's just a small example to kind of illustrate how things have been changing over time. And, you know, if I would have wrote you a letter and said, I'll see you on Christmas, you know, I wrote you a letter, you received that 2 weeks ago.
There's
no other way to talk at that point. So,
which was the reason they call it snail mail.
Right. And I think a lot of, there's a lot of changes with communication and things like that. And like we were just talking about.
Right.
But I think at the end of the day, most people want the same thing. It's just getting there is a different, maybe a different path.
Yeah. Yeah. I sometimes wonder, I think part of the greatest difficulty I see working in information technology is that our technology has increased at such an incredible speed, but our wisdom has not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that it really is going to define us, I think, in the next 20 to 30 years if we can somehow wrap our heads around the whole concept of, okay, yeah, we can do this really, really quickly, but before we do it, let's make sure we've talked about all the implications of this and thought it through as much as possible. Because once we hit send or enter, you know, it becomes so much more difficult to fix it. And
the robots rolling off the line.
Yeah, exactly. Right. It's just, it is a scary proposition, I think. You know, you look into the future and see what's going to be possible. But it's also extremely exciting, you know, to think about the potential that's there.
Self-driving cars.
Yeah,
and things like that.
Exactly. You know, when you get to the point where we remove the potential of all kinds of accidents because it's gotten the bugs worked out of it now, or whatever that thing may
be.
So, wonderful talk. We could go on and on forever,
I think to summarize it, you know, the end goal or result has really not changed for, I don't know, maybe centuries.
Yeah.
I don't know how long, but I think as you look back on previous generations, they've just been... they've had different challenges and different ways of communicating and different wealth structures and things like that. And I think that leads to, you know, just like anything, just a little bit of friction between generations.
Sure.
You know, and I think the next generation now, the story I just told you about my brothers meeting my brothers, I think with communication, you just see different types of friction. So
Well, anytime you're going to have people connecting with one another, there's going to be some friction. It's just the nature of human interactions. But I think if you can get to the point where you recognize that we all value that connection, we all recognize that connection is important and vital to all of our growing and success and
relationships.
I mean, the people that don't have that ability to connect are sociopaths. You know, and we see the kinds of problems that those people are, you know, causing regularly in our society because they don't have those kinds of meaningful connections with people that are going to help them go like, whoa, you're getting way off base there, Zach. I don't, you know, you might want to rethink that idea of yours.
Right. But I think the last thing too is that it has to be a clear line of respect.
Yeah.
And I think when...
And trust.
And trust.
Right, yeah.
But when the respect thing is challenged, I think it really breaks a lot of lines there. So that's a tough thing for maybe a younger generation, where an older generation may understand that a lot more. And I think, there's some breakdown there. But I think if the younger generation can just know that the older generation's probably done this a lot more than you, I think then that respect then can be reciprocated both ways.
Right.
But if there's not respect in the beginning, that seasoned generation is going to have a tough time trying to hand down that knowledge.
Well, and if you don't have that understanding that, you know, these young kids have a new way of doing things and that's okay,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I want to respect that we're going to try some new stuff. We're going to give that a shot. But I also hope that they'll respect me when I say, I just don't feel comfortable about that.
Right.
You know, well, then it becomes the person that has that idea becomes their job to sort of help you feel more comfortable
right.
with that, to answer the questions that you have about it, not to just say, oh, geez, stop being a stick in the mud, you know, whatever.
Right.
And anywho, well, we've been solving the world's problems this morning, folks, here on Mornings at McFarland's. Hope you've joined us. And now if you'll just go back and play this over and over again on WRPQ, you will have the solutions to all of your problems. So my guest this morning has been Zach Dowell with
Dowell
Financial Group. Thanks, Zach. Always a pleasure to talk with you. You know, if nothing else, it's great to have the show like this where I just get to have conversations for a half hour every week. But we'll take another quick break here on 99.7 Max FM and come back with just the final word from some things going on in Sauk Prairie here in the next week or so. Okay, don't go anywhere, folks. We'll be right back.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift. Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
City weather. 99.7 Max FM weather this morning. Cold. We have a wind chill advisory in effect this morning. The wind chill minus 20 to minus 30 this morning. This afternoon, mostly sunshine. Our high 2 above. Still a wind chill factor dropping into the minus teens here most of the day. Tonight, it'll be cloudy. Some snow developing after midnight. Low of 4 below. Tomorrow, cloudy with snow likely. High of 12. We can get 1 to 2 inches of accumulation through the day tomorrow into tomorrow evening. For help with back taxes, call Wall & Associates at 800-608-2285. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 8 below here at our studios. 99.7
Here we're back at Mornings at McFarland. Thanks again, folks, for joining us this morning for our last show of 2017. Zach, been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks again.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, just a joy. We'll have to get back soon and find out how the whole focus on professionals is doing and maybe some reflection on the markets for 2018. You know, get something that's, you know, doesn't make people all nervous and upset and squeaky, right?
Right, exactly.
So, which whenever you talk about it, it's like, he said that, you know, saying, yeah, no, that's not exactly what he said, and I'm sorry that you reacted that way. But anyways, we didn't do any of that today, so we don't have to worry about that, right?
We did. So, we can get into the nitty-gritty at some point.
Right, except come talk to you.
I'm
going
to have another bottle of water, two bottles instead of one for that one.
They can come see you anytime they want to. Folks, you know, I was looking at the calendar, and this is actually a really quiet time in Sauk Prairie. There is a free movie coming up at Sauk City Library this Friday at 10 o'clock. So if you want to call down to the library and find out what they're showing, I don't know what it is, but younger children do require a parent to be there. But if you're just looking for something fun to do, kick back and see a free movie. They've got water, I believe, that they'll have provided for people as well. So it's, you know, they're trying to do something nice for the community. And then one thing I did want to point out, you know, New Year's Eve is coming up, folks, and just encourage everybody to have a great time. Hope you celebrate the new year in a wonderful way. I would probably go to sleep at 9 o'clock and wait to hear if the new year came out fine the next morning, but I have to work an event up at Ho-Chunk. along this coming weekend. So that's going to be fun. But I also wanted to point out, because I told my friend Lindsay Geese that I would do this, upcoming right after the first of the year on January 7th, Sunday at 2 o'clock, Redneck Tenors are coming. Now, there's the three Redneck Tenors.
That looks fun.
If you haven't gone to riverartsinc.org and looked at the little video clip that's there, I encourage you to do that just for some fun, because they are a great group of guys, kind of like Larry the Cable Guy meets Pavarotti. You know, it's like one of these, you know, incredible kind of juxtapositions of things that in the military, I think we'd call it an oxymoron, like military intelligence.
Right.
So we're just like, oh, but that's a joke. So don't take me to case to work on that one. Anyways, it's just a great event. Hopefully people enjoy that. And I'll encourage you, as your first event of the new year, you go see Redneck Tenors, because the River Arts Inc. works so hard to bring a lot of fun stuff into the area and some really high quality art as well. So
you want to mention Bar Buddies?
Bar Buddies, yes. Thank you.
Sign, yeah.
Very excellent. Thank you for reminding. Yeah, if you do go out for this weekend, remember Sauk County is so blessed to have a group like Bar Buddies working here. Just wonderful people that work with that organization that volunteer a lot of their time. But if you are at a point where you're just having a great time and want to enjoy yourself, please do so. We don't want to discourage anyone from having a good time. But remember, if you're feeling, you know, you shouldn't get behind the wheel. Bar Buddies is a great opportunity to. They'll not only take you to your home safely, but sometimes it can even work out where they'll pick you up the next day and take you back to your car.
Wow.
I know they can't always do that, but you know, it's certainly something to ask about and see if they can maybe work it out for you. But yeah, what a great way to both keep the roadways safe and to let people have the fun that they want to have as well. So of course, a designated driver is not a bad idea either. So you guys take care. Thanks for joining us here on Mornings at McFarland's. Hope you enjoyed the show, and get ready for 2018. Because it's coming, folks, whether you wanted to or not. And we'll see you next week here on Mornings at McFarland's on 99.7 Max FM.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul DeBresch is produced live at our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday morning at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show is brought to you by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, and DeMars Plumbing.